Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The municipal election wrapped up on Tuesday, and most incumbents not only were re-elected across the Central Kenai Peninsula, but they received sizable support from the community wanting them to continue in their position. The incumbents who saw strong outings Tuesday include all three Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly races, District 3 Nikiski, held by Jesse Bjorkman, District 4 Soldotna, held by Tyson Cox, and District 7 Central Brent Johnson, who ran unopposed. Both of Soldotna's City Council incumbents and Dave Carey and Lisa Parker received sizable support from Soldotna voters, as well as City of Kenai Mayor Brian Gabriel. Bjorkman told KSRM,
"I'd like to thank the community of Nikiski for their support and trust in sending me back to the Borough Assembly to represent them. And certainly I'm pleased with the results that we saw last night with a 60% result in favor of my candidacy. Is a great margin."
Tyson Cox,
"First off, I want to unofficially thank everyone who supported me. It was over 60%, which is a good number for support thus far. You know, I definitely looked at the race just like I would have any other race. Is I didn't feel that was the outcome all through. I, of course, wanted to be strong and realized that we did have the support going in. But I always take it as there is definitely the possibility that it could go a different direction. And so we put up a good one."
Brian Gabriel,
"Well, I mean, obviously, we're pretty happy. I had a lot of support, which certainly helped out. And you saw, even with the sign waving yesterday all day with pretty dire conditions, you know, wet and windy and stuff. But a lot of fun, a lot of good attitude out there and positiveness, which I like to see. So, yeah, I'm pretty happy with the way it went. And just wanted to do a shout out to all my supporters and all the well-wishers that I've been getting this morning."
The results of the Kenai Peninsula Borough elections are set to be certified on Tuesday, October 11th. The city elections are set to be certified later on in the month. The Alaska Department of Public Safety and local, state, and federal law enforcement partners seized over 200 pounds of illegal narcotics as part of a focused law enforcement effort that occurred across the state this summer. Law enforcement seized 2.45 million potentially fatal doses of illicit fentanyl as part of this operation. Additionally, over 22,000 grams of heroin, over 22,000 grams of methamphetamine, and over 13,000 grams of cocaine, as well as several other illicit narcotics, have been seized since May. DPS Commissioner Jim Cockrell,
"One of the things, as I listen, the issues that we have as a state is the amount of drugs that are getting into our communities and devastating our communities. This is especially apparent in our smaller villages, especially in central Alaska and the YK Delta area, and even in the Northwest Arctic Borough. So when you hear these stories of people that are overdosing especially in our villages that have very limited law enforcement, very limited medical resources, is heartbreaking."
The period from May the 1st through September the 30th of this year shows that Alaska's law enforcement doubled seizures from 2021 and represents one of the state's highest periods for drug seizures.
"I just want to let you know, as a department, we are committed to intercept as much drugs as we can. We cannot continue and we cannot afford to keep losing our young people to drug overdoses. And this is not just a law enforcement issue. This is a social issue that has to be attacked not only by law enforcement, by other agencies like Department of Health, but it has to be you and I together, working together to prevent this from happening, because we cannot arrest our way out of this issue."
For more information, RadioKenai.com. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.